The gentle swell of music and bright colours of robes and gowns filled the room. I told myself I had no reason to feel out of place, but I didn't seem to be listening. "It's not too late to turn around," Finian said behind me. "Don't sound so hopeful," I muttered. He chuckled. "You know, Coralie insisted I look after you while she's in Abilene. There's no way I'd be here otherwise. Not if I could possibly avoid it." "That's funny," I said. "I could have sworn you've been talking about the divorce chef for days." "Well, your new father does have the best food at his parties, and I have to find the silver lining somewhere." His eyes wandered over to the long table covered in delicacies. I winced. "Don't call him that," Finian grinned. "That's why we're here, isn't it? Your new dear papa." I sighed. General Griffith, my new adoptive father, had visited the academy in person to tell me he expected his children to grace his soiree with their presence. Since the twins were happily spending the summer between their family's estate and their Corrin mansion, I was no doubt the only recalcitrant one. I hadn't turned up to any of the other parties and events he had hosted over the summer, and I had known my avoidance was too good to last. The general hadn't invited me into his family so I could hide away and shun them all. He wanted to show me off, or show off our new connection at least. The press of people made my stomach roil, and a sudden headache sprang up behind my temples. The academy was almost deserted over the summer break, and I wasn't used to such a crowd. When I rubbed at my head, Finian glanced at me, his expression changing to one of concern. "Are you all right?" he asked, his voice low. "There's just so many people." I straightened my back. "But I'll get used to it. I have to." Like all mages, I could sense the presence of power. It swirled around many of the guests, the people, as well as the building itself, cloaked in a dizzying number of unidentified compositions. But I was used to that. The headache came from an entirely new awareness. One I didn't share with other mages. Ever since I had reached out and ripped energy from Lucas and Araminta during the Battle of Abneris, I had been able to sense the energy inside every person. It pulsed at their life core, sometimes stronger, sometimes weaker, depending on their level of exhaustion. My awareness of the energy in those around me had sharpened and honed itself in the weeks since the battle. I had even grown used to it. But I had also been hiding away in the academy, avoiding large crowds. And now people pressed at me on every side. Even the commonborn servants who moved around the party carried energy in their center, and their energy felt exactly the same as what filled the mageborn, although the commonborn only burned their energy through regular exertion. Any drain to their energy from accessing power would be irrelevant, wiped out in the fiery death that would result from their lack of control. The energy filled my mind, a discordant note that rang against the sense of power twining through the room. It called to me, reminding me how easily I could suck it into myself. But the thought always brought another hard on its heels. 39 hearts ceasing to beat at my command.